Let us go straight into the Word of God. We thank God for today, and we thank God for what God is doing. Today I want to talk about how to create your world with your tongue. How to create your world with the tongue. What you speak creates a world for you. So you must be careful what you speak. Somebody gave me a call. We were talking, having a conversation on the phone, and he told me that what I shared about the tongue had caused someone in a certain village to be excommunicated from the village because he had spoken evil words towards somebody, and when he spoke those evil words, the following day, that person got an accident and died. So the people in the community concluded that this person died because of the sins and the words that were spoken against him, that the tongue of the speaker was a cursing tongue, and so it caused death. So he was telling me that while I was preaching, it was though I was there in their village, because it happened that someone spoke, and what he spoke using his tongue happened. So when we understand the power of the tongue, then we need to apply wisdom how we use our tongue. We need to apply wisdom. You don't just speak. It's like mothers and parents and leaders who speak negative words towards their children, and they don't know the consequences of their words. A child in their early stage learns by imitation. They imitate their parents. They don't apply skill or wisdom. They just speak because they're children. You've heard of young kids who tell their mothers or their fathers, "Mama, nja kukuba." But to them, it's something they have imitated. It's not because they actually have the interpretation of the language that they have used. Because children learn by imitation. And when we first come to the knowledge of God and His Word, we start out by imitation. As we grow up, we start to go away from imitation, and now we are expected to understand the interpretation and the understanding of what we are saying. There is a time you can go away with imitation, but then you have to grow and be mature. You come to a level of maturity whereby now, before you speak, you know the meaning of what you're speaking, and you understand the results and the consequences of what you're going to say. So children can speak to their parents out of imitation. Maybe some of you are children in the sense that because you attend a church and you know a pastor there, you only speak based on imitation. You don't have a clear understanding and revelation of what you're saying. Children don't have the difference in dimension of interpretation of the language they speak. They don't have a clear picture. When we are still young, when we are still immature, when we are at a level of not knowing, when we ourselves have not developed enough to understand the consequences of our speech, then we speak based on imitation, on what we hear others speak, on what we say, on what we grow up seeing. Because everybody comes from a different background. So many times the background where we come from informs how we speak. Children actually may repeat the same syllables because they are children. Many years ago when I just come to church, and we were told that when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues. So some of us did not have the Spirit, and some of us had the Spirit. So there was a certain sister, she was standing next to another brother, and they were praying, and she listened to his tongues, and she wrote them down. Shalabala, shalabalaba, siria bando, shaliba, laba, laba. So when they said, okay, open your mouth and pray and speak in tongues, she'll open a book and she'll go, shialaba, laba, siria bando, sheke, lala, lala. She was not mature enough to know that we don't speak tongues by imitation, we speak tongues by revelation and impartation of the Holy Spirit. And there are many people in the church today who speak tongues because they are listening to the neighbor. The neighbor goes, rabba, baba, and they also go, rabba, rabba, ra. You ask them, do you really understand what you are saying? And are you sure? Do you have the faith and the revelation of the impartation of the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues? Or you are speaking because somebody is speaking? So, when we know the importance of speech, in school, children start out by reading out letters, the vowels and all the other letters, the 26 letters, alphabets. They start by speaking them. Then they put three letters together and create a word. Then they create words. Then they create a sentence. Then they say, write down an essay of not less than 500 words. But it doesn't start by writing an essay. It starts by pronouncing that one letter. You know how to say A, B, C. And when if you go to an international school, some of you have children who go to an international school, your language is different from their language. Your English needs an interpreter. You need somebody to interpret for them what you are saying. Or you need an interpreter to understand what they are saying. And so even babies, when they are starting out to talk, they start with mama, mama, ta, 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 ta. There's a conversation that children start by calling their ta, 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 ta. But the mothers are complaining, no, they say, no, children start by calling mama, 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 mama. So I don't know what is true. Somebody believes that children start by calling tata, 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 tata. But actually, the child is not calling mama or tata. He's just putting some syllables together and keeps them repeatedly. They don't make sense to anybody. But children get to a certain level. Now, they say mama, 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 and the mother actually understands what the child is meaning. They say, now he wants tea. Those words mean that he wants tea. But you, who is not the mother, you really don't understand that now that those words mean tea or mean sleeping. And that many times children communicate through crying, and every note decides what they want. A certain note of cry means they want to remove the pamper. And then a certain cry means they want to sleep. And the mother can only interpret that. The father's come home and the child is crying and is looking at the child, and the next thing he does is slaps the baby. Pah! Stop crying. Because he does not understand the language the child is using. Amen. So you see, language is one of the most important things in life. Because your language determines the understanding that people can understand you. Language determines what you understand yourself. So the words you speak, have you ever spoken and somebody said, are you listening to yourself? It's like you're not listening to yourself and you're talking. Because the things you're saying do not make sense to the other person. And probably they don't make sense to the world around you. But we want to develop our language. We want to develop our tongue. We want to develop what we say to the point that we can be able to create our own world. The world that we want to live in. The world that we want to live, to enjoy, to have. You can create it. And because there are two worlds, there is the physical world and there is the spiritual world. There's the world that we see. And we have people who live in the world that they see. If they don't see it, they don't live it. They can't believe it, they can't have it. And then there are those who live in the spiritual world. They download things from the spiritual mind and bring it to the physical world. The spiritual world affects the physical world. How many of you have ever had a dream and what you dreamt came to pass? You dreamt something and it happened. Some people even have a particular dead person that whenever they dream him, something happens. So they are sure, when I dream so and so, this will happen. And many times it is negative. It's not positive. Many times. You dream when you have applied for a job and you dream that person, you know when you wake up, they're not going to give me the job. I'm not getting the promotion. Because the spiritual world affects the physical world. Things happen in the spirit first before they come to the natural world. And one of the ways we download, we buy from the spiritual world and put things in the natural world is through our connection in the spirit. Actually, tell you the truth. Every building you see, every car you see, everything that has been ever manufactured is a result of somebody seeing in another world something and then puts it in the natural world. Is that true or false? It's true. If you see a pile of bricks, stones, sand, to you, that's what you see. But to someone else, they see a storied building in those things. So things start there in the spiritual world. If you don't see it there in that world, you cannot put it on the ground. So everything starts in the unseen world. Many people are attuned to the physical world, and so they only can speak the world of reality. If you are in Uganda and you look at Uganda, you will live in poverty all the days of your life. If you are tuned to what you are seeing. Many people, when they come to this area and they see the work restoration is doing, they say, how can you do that in a slum? They don't believe it. They think everything here in these areas is falling. Everything is old. Everything is small. Everything is nothing. But I don't see what you see now. I don't see now. I see different things. I see tarmacked roads. I see storied buildings. I see green. Even though in the natural world, this is what you see. Amen? So if I can ask you, what do you see? Based on where you live. What do you see? Based on where you work. What do you see? Based on what you see. That's why many people think that they have to go outside Uganda to be successful. Only to find that even outside Uganda, if you're a lizard in Uganda, you'll still stay a lizard anywhere in the world. Do you understand? Do I make sense? So many people are tuned to the physical world, and so they only can speak into the world of reality, but not the spiritual world. They are attuned to the circumstance around. They are attuned to what is happening, what we are called as a world, as a nation. There are three levels of nations. There is the first world, the second world, the third world, and the fourth world. And the U world, the ungraded world. Amen. So when we get born again, we become alive to the spiritual world. You are not now supposed to live in the natural physical world. You are supposed to live based on the spiritual world. Your spirit is connected with the creating spirit of God. Now you and God are aligned. You can now see things based on God, not based on the world around you. Somebody say amen. If you are not born again, you see things in the natural world, in the physical world. You see them in the life of reality. But when we get born again and our spirit connects with the spirit of God, because God is a spirit, we start seeing things in the spirit like God, like His word. So we must be now connected and attuned to that world to be able to control the physical world, so that the dreams we have are not dreams that emanate from the dead, but they come from the living, which is God. They are not dreams of dead things, they are dreams of the living God. And when you start living life according to God, your life will be different. Because now, the natural world will not be controlling what you are and what you can do and what you have and what you cannot have. Now, you control what happens, because by the God in you, you speak. By the God in you, you do what? You speak. By the God in you, you act. By the God in you, you bring into manifestation. You make things happen. Somebody say amen. And so our speech, therefore, must be one to which our thought pattern is in line with the spiritual word, which is the word of God. Somebody say amen. Your speech. Tell your neighbor, your speech. How you speak is important. Everything starts in the spiritual to be manifest in the natural. But you must see it. I don't see it for you. You see it for yourself. For me, I see a collective ministry and church. I see thousands and millions of disciples. But what do you see for yourself? And what you see, you must speak, because you must create the world you want to be in. You can be in Uganda. The Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So you see, you are in the world of reality is happening, but you are not of that world. You are in Uganda, but you are not at Ugandan level and standard. Oh yes, you are not. You can be not. You can decide to be. How come in the same Uganda, which is the third world according to the world standards, there are people who are already driving cars that are year 2025? For you are driving a car which is older than you. You bought it when the Japanese have driven it and they are tired and they send it to Uganda, and somebody drove it for 10, 15 years. Now you are driving it. So the car you are driving is older than you. But then in the same Uganda, there are people who are driving 2025. We are seeing 2024, but they're driving the future. In the same Uganda, there are people who still sleep in shrines, in shacks, in huts, in paper houses, in grass thatched houses. And then there are people who are sleeping in 7-star homes. 7-star. The world is at 4-star. First, second, third, fourth. But people are sleeping in 7-star homes. That means their homes are even better than hotels. Any hotel you can mention anywhere in the world. And they are in Uganda. For you, you are dressing a winner after winner. You go and buy the first class of a winner. And when you do buy one winner, you even testify. Yeah. Hallelujah, I got a new one, but that is a winner plus four. And there are people who are dressing in 2025 style. They are dressing the future. Why? There used to be a plane called Concorde. Concorde was the fastest airplane in the world. It could fly from London to New York in 1 hour and some 45 minutes. A normal plane takes 6 to 8 hours. Very fast. In Japan and China now, they have trains that are so fast, 800 miles per hour. So it can cross from one end of Uganda to the other end of Uganda in less than an hour. While many of us are still riding on tukutukus, people are already in the other future. You are still in the past. Africa. You know, I've been looking at how we drive. Even people in cars. Have you ever been in a traffic jam? And cars are fixed and they're not moving. And somebody who does not have a car walks off the road and comes and helps us who have cars to come out of the traffic jam. He doesn't have a car. He is so smart that the people who are so wealthy, they are so stupid, they cannot stay in one lane. You take somebody without a car to come in the road and say, okay, you stop, you come. And doesn't have a car. Okay, you come, you stop. How come you can have a car, but you don't have the wisdom to know that if you stay in one lane, everybody will get where they're going? And you spend 2 hours in a junction. Nobody's going anywhere. Because we are attuned to the normal natural world. We need to tune ourselves into the spiritual world. Somebody say amen. That's why in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Now, if we are going to create our own world, we must change what we see in the spirit and what we think in our innermost being, and then speak that other new world. So the Bible says in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, we must look at Jesus as our example. How did Jesus do things? How did he live life? How did he accomplish the things that he accomplished? We must fix our eyes on him. Let him be our example. When he found the lame, what did he do? When he found the blind, what did he do? When he had no boat, but he had to go to the other side, what did he do? He walked on top of the water. We fix our eyes on him. If we are going to succeed in life, we must learn to fix our eyes on Jesus. Look to him as a perfect example. Then we can be able to speak like he speaks, act like he acts, do things like he would have done them. So he says, look unto Jesus. He endured the cross. Why? He saw the future. He saw the glory that was coming. But many times for us, we look at the suffering now. So you must have those eyes. Fix your eyes on Jesus. The one who calls those things that be not as though they are. The dead things he calls life. The weak he calls strong. The poor he calls rich. The dead he calls alive. That is the one we should fix our eyes on. So in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, in verse 7, the Bible says, for as he think in his heart, so is he. If you are going to create a different world, You must start with your thinking pattern. How you think. Because what you think will determine what you speak, and what you speak will determine what your actions will be. You must think differently. In Romans 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, the natural world." Don't think like the natural world. Don't be in the natural world. Don't behave like you're in the natural world. Don't live like you're in the natural world. Do not be aligned with the things you see. Ekikakiwa mwebabera tebasoma mwabana. Gwe tojja kubera mu batasoma. Kati ebyo mu mwabatu se ku senior 4 nga gwo sose mu kikakyo nna. Nga bwe bakunganya kitaawo, maamawo, basenga abo bakizibwe, teri yatuuka mu senior ya 4. Karate togenda koma kwekyo, genda mu senior y'omukaaga. Ate togenda koma kwekyo ofune ne degree yo ku university. Lwono ojifuna ne jajjawo gw'otamanya lwalivaayo agamba oyo muzzukulu wange. You know, when good things happen, everybody now has a relative. When you become successful, all your aunties and your uncles and your saints, everybody now loves you and they know you. So you are going to be the first of your kind. Somebody say amen. You are going to be the first of your kind. Even to everybody else, you are going to be the first of your kind. If you can change your thinking and then you speak. Well, while others are thinking of Mayembe, they are thinking of Batuloga, they are thinking of Tetunachetsobora Kora, for you, your thinking is, we can do all things. I can do all things. I have passed already. I'm getting my first grade. I'm making it. Since I was a young boy, I always dreamt of sleeping in a tiled house. Nyumba yetegura. You know, when you sleep in a tiled house, you don't hear the rain raining. You wake up in the morning and it rains. Inkuba yatonye. But those who sleep in mabati house, when it rains, you can't even have a quiet conversation. You are shouting, screaming. Hey, bemunange zemba denkugamba. You can't have quiet and peace. What you see, you can build. You can speak. You must speak. Get attuned to the spiritual world, the world whereby your spirit is alive to God, alive to the things of God. Somebody say amen. So now, Romans 12 verse 2, he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Amen. Be renewed. Somebody say renew. Renew your mind. Why is your mind important? Because your mind must correspond with what you speak. Your mind must align itself with what you say. What are you going to say if your mind is full of corruption? What are you going to say if your mind is full of defeat? What are you going to say if your mind is full of miscommunication, misinformation? What are you going to say if your mind is full of poverty and lack and need and want? If you think you are being bewitched, you are going to walk bewitched and think bewitched and talk bewitched. I remember one day as young Christians, we met a cock, big cock in the junction. And they had put these in the gonis legs. And we laughed and we said, "Hallelujah, here is soup and meat." And we took off the ndege and we cooked and we ate. Over 30 years later, we are still alive. Amen. But for some of you, if you met a cock with indegonis legs, you go straight to the shrine. Bajaja munyambe. Finkoko twaliandye. Era omuntu yenna bw'addiranga enkoko n'agisibako endege n'agisuula mu sitenseni ate gwe togiyitako. Ofunye supu w'olunaku. Ffe twagira emyaka 3 egiyise na kati tukyali balamu. Tugenda mu maaso twongera kukulaakulana na kugaggawala. Gamba nti amiina. Kyogamba omuntu ayinza okutega enkoko mu kkubo ogiri ogaggawale. Nti anaagiri agaggawale, agitegawo anaagiri alwale afe. Those kind of things. Somebody say amen. So, he says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't think and look at things from the natural world. Look at things from the changed mind. And then you speak. Change the mind. I don't care what the world around you looks like. Live a different world. Speak a different life. Declare a different life. Prophesy a different life. Somebody say amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24, he says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. You must put off that old thinking, that old mind. Take it off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And verse 23 says, and be renewed. Somebody say renewed. Don't think like Ugandans. Think like heavens. Think like God. The Bible says in heaven there are golden streets. Streets made by God. There are beautiful things in heaven. Think like that. And transfer that to the natural world. And live in that world. If people are driving 2025 cars, you can drive a 2025 car also. If people are building homes of their dreams, you can also build a home of your dream. Because you have changed your thinking. And then you have spoken what you think. You have renewed your mind. You are more than a conqueror. That's what you see. So it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That new man is created in the image and the likeness of God. He is like God. That's how you need to think, and that's how you need to speak. Change your speech. Change your declarations. Change your word. Don't keep to the old word. One time we went to a place in Chivoga called Intwetwe. So for us, when we went there, we went to do a crusade and start a church. And they told us as we entered, they said, you people, you have come to Intwetwe. You are going to dig at night. The witches are going to make you dig at night. You'll wake up nga wasogoddo mwenge chiro. You'll wake up and nga walimye munimiro y'omuntu omulala ngo olina obulimiro. That's what they told us. But for us, we said, greater is he that is in us than the witches in Intwetwe. So we preached. I think it's over 25 years ago. And the church we planted is still there. And we did not dig at night. We did not kusogora mwenga at night. They told us, gonobo tambura, ujakusisi nganya nempu mumpu nge tambura. In Intwetwe here. We were there for 1 week. We didn't see any of that happen. Because we have a greater God. We declared the greater one. We prophesied the greater one. No witchcraft can be formed against us. We overcome witchcraft. We overcome every kind of wizardry. We are above only, not below. We are head, not the tail. We are more than conquerors. We are wise. We are not stupid. We are smart. We are not ugly. We are dressed well. We are very dressed. We are not going back to a widow anymore in the name of Jesus. No more sentibali kudembe. But some of you, when you think, you say, when I get money, The day I get money, I'll go to a window, neyungulire yo. Nefunire yo. Somebody say amen. Neyungulire yo, nesubulire yabamugenda no subula mu wino. Noga katino za myaka echi. Sida mugurangoye. 3 years. Somebody say amen. 3 years njya kubanga sigurangoye. So you have to renew your thinking. You have to dress like, you know, people are dressing for this time and season. Tell your neighbor, you have to speak. Everything you want, you can speak. Our thinking, listen to this, our thinking informs how we speak. Our thinking informs how we speak. You speak based on how you think. So you must change your what? Your thinking. So that you can speak. You parents, omwana wange, tuwerera bwerere, tumalaga werera. Tell your neighbor, change your thinking. Because your thinking informs your speech. When you think well, you speak well. When you think well, you speak how? Well. And then you act well. And the God that you speak about will bring to come to pass those things that you speak. And you'll enjoy them. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And he who loves his tongue will love and eat the good of their tongue. So what you speak can be life, or what you speak can be death. You can kill your future, or you can make your future alive by what you speak. When you wake up in the morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, it is morning. I'm going to be mourning. You live in a morning, not in the day that the Lord has made. But every day the sun rises from the east and comes up. It is a new day. The Bible says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. They are new. The mercies of God are new every morning. That's the day you must declare and say, the world is working for me. The nations are working for me. My doors are opened. There's no closed door before me. Every door is open. Every door is open. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the village. I'm blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. I am more than a conqueror. I overcome, and I overcome big time. Oh, yes. Oh yes, I'm not going to live on Buswazi. No. I live in abundance. Some of you have decided to live on Buswazi. For me, I've decided to live in abundance. I have all things in Christ Jesus. I have everything in Jesus' name. People who I don't know are sending me money. A few days ago, somebody sent me a message. He said, I have a gift for you here. I have 5 million for you. Where should I put it? I said, put it on the account. It will get to me. Hallelujah. But for you, what do you speak? Because every morning I speak money. I speak life. I speak strength. I speak power. I'm telling you, nobody can fight me and overcome. No one. No. Nobody can stand before me and defeat me. No one. I don't care who they are. I know people who looked in my face and said, I'll kill you, and they are dead already, and I'm still alive. Oh yeah. I know people who are asking, Neum Sajo Yarifa D, and they are dead and I'm still alive. Because you can't fight me and win. I'm more than a rocket propeller gun. Oh yes. Oh yes. I'm more than a fighter jet. I have all things. I'm not poor. I am an overcomer. I'm not dying. I'm still alive. Bible says death and life are in the power of the word. What you speak, speak over your children. Speak over your family. Speak over your ministry. Those in the different locations, speak over your church. Speak over your house. You can be the best your father has ever produced. Somebody saying, mm-hmm. It is just by knowing that death and life are in the tongue. So, actually, Moses was telling the people, he said, I prefer that you choose life. Don't choose death. Don't choose failure. Don't choose defeat. Don't choose wickedness. Choose righteousness. Choose life. Choose victory. Choose joy, happiness. Choose the nations, the world. I'm telling you, choose the best of life. Some people will tell you, you know, this pastor is telling people to choose good things. What do you want me to choose? If you want to die, you choose death. As for me, I am choosing life. It is none of my business if you are choosing to die, to have a sleepless night. For me, I made up my mind. When I go to bed and I switch off the light, the next thing, I'm snoring. And I'm snoring loud. The neighbors have to know that the owner of the house is present. Hey. There are things you must do to show that the owner of the house is what? You are present. Somebody say amen. Speak. Somebody say speak. Speak life. Speak life. Speak wisdom. Speak victory. Speak. Speak a big church. Speak a big ministry. Speak success. While people are planning to build houses on the lake, for you, you are planning to build where Nema will chase you. That is your thinking. While for us, we are thinking of building near, off the lake, whereby you wake up in the morning and the sea breeze is coming into your house. You actually walk to the lake and fish your lunch. You fish your lunch, you take it, you go, Mama, fumba tulie. Echinyanja chujja mu mazzi wali buterevu. Chinyanja iri maso ga nyumba yo. Gwabalala, plan yo yonna, kasitofu na kaploti munema. That's your thinking. And that's what you're speaking. But I'm here to advise you, speak differently. Speak like God. The other day, the Lord spoke to me in the night. He said, you know, you are of God. The whole night, the Lord was telling me, you are of God. He didn't say, I am God. He said, you are of God. And then when I woke up, I went into my Bible, I went into everything to find out what does that mean. It means I'm a child of God. I am of God. I am a child of God. And who is God? He's God. The creator of heaven and earth. The one who determines what happens and what does not happen is God. And I am of God. You are of God. That means there is nothing you cannot do in the name of the Lord. There is nothing you cannot achieve in the name of the Lord, because you are of God. Come on. You are of God. So you can create a different world. You can create a different world in our formless world. The world we live in is formless. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the earth was formless. The earth was formless, was void, was empty, was full of darkness. The water and the land and everything were mixed up. Everything was a mess. Everything was a mess. You could not tell the east from the west, the north from the south. You could not tell the gold from the silver, from the copper, from the iron. You could not tell. Everything was messed up. But in verse 3, somebody say verse 3. And God said, let there be light. What does that mean? Light was within that mess. But when God spoke, light came out of the mess and it was distinctive. You could tell that that is light. In the formless figure, you could not tell the light from the darkness. But when God spoke the word out of that mess, the light was there. And he created the moon and the sun. The sun for the day and the moon for the night and the stars of the sky. Now all that came out of the mess. It came out of the mess, but it came out by the speaking of God. Some of you say, oh, my life is messed up. Come on, change your speech. Something good is within that mess. Something wonderful is within that mess. Something glittering is within that mess. That life which is formless is about to be formed into some great and beautiful thing. Doesn't your Bible say that you were uniquely and wonderfully made by God? You are a wonder. If there are seven wonders of the world, you are the eighth wonder of the world. You are a tourist attraction. People look at you and say, wow, look at this man. He's beautiful. If you don't know I'm beautiful, let me tell you, I am the most beautiful man in the world. I don't care what you think. If you are ugly, it is up to you. As for me, I am beautiful. Not even handsome, but beautiful. You pour water on me and my wife drinks. Ah! Because I am what? If you pour water, she texts and says, my God, my sweet husband. But some of you are walking around like nze mukazi watu nze sediyabane. Speak. Somebody says speak. Let me tell you. I told you, if you find a heap of sand and brick and all these kind of things, what do you see? For you, you see a mess. But the one who put them there and sees a storied building in that mess. And you see, God created you. And when he looks at you, he sees a wonder. He sees somebody who is going to change the world. He sees a world changer. He sees a history maker. Amen. I don't care which village you are born in. You can go anywhere in the world. You can change the world. Out of the formless you, there is a formed you. Out of a darkened you, there is a lighted you. Out of a confused you, there is one who knows where they are coming from and where they are going. Speak! Tell your neighbor, speak! Numbers chapter 14. This is the power of speaking life and death. The children of Israel were complaining. They said to Moses, you know, Moses, you brought us out of Egypt. You brought us in the desert. You want us to die. And God said to Moses, he said, listen, tell these people that as they have spoken, I have heard, I will do it. So, what you speak is what God is hearing. and is what he's going to do. So when you wake up in the morning, what do you speak? Because what you speak that day is what God is going to do. So if you want things to change, what are you going to do? What speak what God can hear, and then he does it. Oyagala katonda kolerechi. Omuntu afute. Mwavu wakufa. Yidari wadda wakatononga wakube simu wame mchalo. Bane tumuleta. Bakorachi. Change your speech. Change how you speak. Create your own world. Create a new world. Every day. Speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it until you see it. If you have not seen it, don't stop speaking. In the book of Luke, we see that Jesus healed the sick by speaking. That's Luke chapter 14 and verse 42. 18:42. Jesus spoke healing. We speak healing. We speak life. The woman with an issue of blood, Jesus said, now you are completely healed. He spoke healing. Jesus cast out devils by speaking. When you see demons, you don't cry. You speak to them and tell them, get out. Go. Come back no more. In the name of Jesus. You speak. Somebody say you speak. But some of you, when you see trouble, things, you know, troubling you, what do? You cry. You run to witches and wizards. Speak. Somebody say amen. If you feel you are too small, you need to gain some weight. Speak to your body. Amen. If you are too wide and you want to narrow, speak to your body, narrow down in Jesus' name. Hey, you tell your body, come on now. I want you to widen a little bit. If you're a woman, the man who wants to marry you wants wide people, you tell your body, widen up. If you're a little bit wide and he wants a smaller, and you tell your body, you tell him, don't leave me, I'm going to small up. You speak to your body in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. The power in your tongue is one of the most powerful things you have in life. Use it to achieve your victory, to create your world. Somebody say amen. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 31, the disciples spoke. The Bible says they spoke the word of God with boldness. And when you are speaking, don't speak timidly. Some of you don't want people to hear what you are speaking. But then how are they going to testify if you spoke in your bedroom? Speak openly. Now I've told you many times that one day I'll have my own helicopter to come to church. Because I'm going to have so many churches all over Uganda and all over the world. In the Luganda service, I'll be preaching in Soloti, and then the English service, I'm preaching in Kampala. I need a chopper to take me and to take me around. So if you need something, be what? Bold. Kyogere lwatu. Wetaga ya abachiwulira. Abana chiwero obugizi twamuliranga akyogera. Those who will say, we heard him say. That's why I'm saying the things that I'm saying. I speak them open. I speak them on the microphone. They go on YouTube. They go on TV. So people can hear and wait and see things happen. Speak boldly. Tell neighbor, speak boldly. So what do you need? If you can convince your heart, if you can convince your mind, if you can take it in your spirit man and believe God, that God has provided everything you need in this life. Not that he's going to give it to you, but he has given it to you already. You're going to have it in Jesus' name. But you need to convince yourself that this is God. God has given it to me. It is mine. Abraham blessing is mine. That's why you need to speak it. Abraham blessing is mine. I am blessed. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the afternoon. I'm blessed in the night. I'm blessed in the day. I tell you, when I started preaching, I declared, I said, I'm going to preach in Uganda and all over the world. By then, I had one pair of shoes and it had a hose. My shoe would say hallelujah before I say hallelujah. And I said, I'm going to preach all over the world. My English was not good. It is better now. And I'm still learning more. And I declared, I'll be all over the world. I'll fly in the planes. La, 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 la. And the first time I flew from Harare, Zimbabwe to Entebbe in Uganda. My first flight. And I lifted my hands at the airport of Harare in Zimbabwe and said, thank you, Lord, you have started. Whew. I spoke nations. I spoke churches all over the world. I spoke white churches. I said, I'm going to preach in white people. To white people in their churches. And I preached there. I've been there. But he started by seeing it and believing it and speaking it. I thought it. Now, if I want to go and preach in a church of white people only, I can do it. Because the Lord has opened the doors. Somebody say amen. What do you see? And when you see it, what do? You speak it. It annoys people. What you see when you speak, people get annoyed. But don't worry about them. It is about you and your God. You speak. Even Joseph, when he saw that he's going to be a leader, and he told his father and his brothers, they got upset. Even his father said, Negwe mwana gwe chogamba na foge nange chita ogenda kumfugira mundi muzei na ogenda kubera mwaba bajjo kundaba. And actually it happened. A day came when his father and his brothers came to see him. When he was a prime minister. Do you have some things you want to speak? Do you have some things you want to speak now? I'm going to give you 5 minutes. And I want you to speak. Are you ready to speak? We are going to build a cathedral and the cathedrals all over the world. We are going to have thousands of churches all over the world. Because God has given us everything pertaining to this life, everything pertaining to godliness, everything pertaining to the life to come. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. One day I was driving off on a road going back home. And I reached a certain place on the road. And I said, Lord, I need a building on this road. And a week later, somebody calls me and says, do you want to buy this building? Actually said, you must buy this building. And then I said, but I don't have money now. They said, no, you find any money. They said, this man has an issue. He wants a buyer. He needs some money to pay off some debt. Exactly where I was passing and said, I need a building here. So I asked my wife, I said, do you have some money? And she had a little bit. And then I checked around and we put a few millions together. And the man gave us the agreement. When he signed the first agreement, eventually we paid. And every time I drive there, I remember this building came because I looked at it and said, I need a building on this road. You can be driving on the road and say, come on, neta get chizimbe kukubo lino. Nange chen nakoda. Kati chizimbe chiina kukubo lino. Ngate tunazimba kalina muna kurabi nagamba mukama na ini netagamu kalina muno. Itagamu kalina muno. Kati siina mwe muni namu sato. Atencha zimbe ndala. Bata andika kubyo ogera. You speak them. Fe Bible yetugamba tuogere. Yogera. Yogera.